130,000 people stand to attention, and referee Davidson looking at his watch, and there it goes, the kick-off of the Scottish Cup final, with Morgan passing the ball to Hockney, he gives it back to Peacock, he keeps it up, coming, knees the ball down, it goes to Craig and out to the right position, cutting into the middle, he knees the ball right footed in, right half Mackay, puts the way over the top, but out on that top, along the far side, halfway inside his own half, comes into Warhol, let's go right to the top by Peacock, inside his own half, inside the circle, square pass to Meekin, Meekin gives it back to Evans, Evans over on the right, with Crawford coming in, hits Crawford very neatly, hits the ball left footed out to Craig, off on the far side, and the ball was out of play. Halfway inside Hart's half, and this on the far side of the field. Left half coming, taking this throw in, down to the halfway line, Crawford and Smith going for the ball, it comes through to Meekin, Meekin stops it, hits it hard up the middle, coming down, looking left and left, looking heads around to Mackay, Mackay hits it down to the right back, Kirk, Kirk is coming around, giving the ball back to his goalkeeper as Morgan rushes over to the left. The goalkeeper Duff handles the ball for the first time. With just a minute gone, he clears the ball right away down. Peacock heads it back into Hart's half. Cumming stops, it goes out to Conn, inside forward. Conn holding the ball, giving it to Young. Fallon coming in, Fallon tackles Young, the ball's dead, and Fallon picks out the play as he lies on his back. And it's a throw, no, it's a free kick for Hearts. Halfway inside Celtic's half, and just a foot in from the touchline. And right back, Kirk is coming up to take this free kick. He puts it right into the goal area, Conn goes right through, ball is a ball, hit from the bar. Oh, I think Conn might have been a little bit nippier. The ball came right across the face of the goal, ball was allowed to come in, but he headed it over the bar, and Celtic take their first goal kick with 1.5 minutes gone. See, here's Beattie taking the goal kick, right up, comes down, Mackay and Morgan go for the ball, Mackay heads on to Conn, Conn flicks it on past Peacock. Fallon's coming in and hits the ball right quickly, right up in the Hearts half. Luton's at the ball, through to McKenzie, McKenzie gets three, Craig bounces the ball away from McKenzie. Craig comes right and puts the ball in. Milton puts it down and Hearts hits it hard over the bar. Luton headed it down, looking at McKenzie as much to say, well, that wasn't any way to clear the ball. Hockney coming in, hit the ball hard as he can, but on the way over the bar, and it is the first goal kick for Hearts. Clears the ball right away down, over Evans' head, through to Meekin. Meekin clears the ball left, footed up into Hart's half. Luton and Morgan walking again, going to be a duel between these two. Mackay, overhead kick, clears the ball down. Peacock heads it right back to Tully. Kick is there before him, Kirk walks the out to right. Clears the ball downfield, it's coming to Conn. Peacock goes in, it was through to Young, now tackled by Fallon. Walton's back, Peacock heads it out, Mackay throws the ball out of play. Right below us, on this side of the field, it's throwing for Celtic. Tully walking the side, right half Mackay, then running quickly into position. Peacock not being very quick to this throw-in, just giving the team time to settle. Zafani brings right through to Conn. Conn has the ball, working into the centre of the field, puts it through to Ball. Ball lets a run through. I don't know what Ball was thinking about just now. Didn't even try to touch the ball. And through to Evans. Evans clears the ball up to the bottom. Morgan's chasing the ball everywhere. Heads out to Tully. Tully level each in the line, gives it back to Morgan. Morgan and Mackay tackling, and Mackay puts the ball out of play. A throw-in for Celtic, just 3 yards from the corner flag on this side of the field. Morgan giving the ball to Tully. Morgan on the byline. Tully puts the ball to him, it's headed away by Kirk, comes back to Peacock. Peacock pretends to hit the ball and gives it to Tully, just on the byline, and Tully's offside. Tully is only a foot from the byline, and this wind is quite strong because you can see the players' shorts blowing stiff out with the wind behind them. Kirk has taken the free kick halfway between the 18-yard line and the touchline. Down to the centre circle, Walthorn and Craig going for it, it's through to Meekin, Meekin clears the ball high in the air, coming down, swirling in the wind, Fernley tries to hit it, Mackay heads away from him, comes through, Smith heads it the wrong way, goes through to Evans, and it comes through to Mackay, Mackay puts it up the middle of the ball, ball, Meekin going for the ball, it's over Meekin's head, ball tries to give it to Crawford, Crawford has an 18-yard line, Meekin's coming up behind him, Crawford's still got it, Meekin's over the line for a corner kick for Hearts. Meekin got a right foot to that goal, very difficult ball to control. Now you hear the supporters from Edinburgh with 4 minutes gone, and Crawford has taken this corner kick right footed on the far side. A low one coming across the corner, Conn heads it in, is headed out by Evans, right out to the corner of the penalty area. Smith goes in, stops the ball, he clears it downfield, comes to Fernie. Fernie's been tackled by Cumming and Mackay. Mackay has the ball just outside the penalty area, gives it to Crawford. Crawford trying to force his way through. Meekin clears the ball, bounces back to Wardhaw. Wardhaw puts it in, Peacock and Fernie both looking at it. Wardhaw comes in again, just outside the 18-yard line. Peacock tries to get out, comes to Mackay. Mackay hits the ball hard, fires Peacock's left-hand course. And it's a goal kick for Celtic, with the whole Hearts team scrambling round Celtic's 18-yard line, and Celtic's defence looking very composed. They were getting a bit of a grueling just now, but they're showing no signs of that. They're walking very coolly, taking up position as Beattie comes up to take this goal kick. Remember, strong wind against them. Beattie's goal kick comes up to centre circle, headed in by coming to Warhol. Warhol heads on to ball. Gordon Evans goes for the ball. Evans puts it out to his own right, but Cumming goes after. He's been chased by Fermi. Hits the ball high. It's coming down almost in the byline. It's bouncing over Ball's head. He keeps the ball in. Comes straight to Evans. Evans killed it. Beats Topper beautifully inside the penalty area and clears it right footy up to where his right winger should be. He's headed away by McKenzie. Comes to Fermi. Fermi's over on the right, being tackled by Cumming. Fermi dribbles the ball out of play over on the far side. A throw in for Hearts. 10 yards inside Celtic's half on the far side. Cumming takes the throw into Crawford over on the far side. Meekins letting the ball bounce over his head and he kicks it high and away out of play. And another throw in for Hearts. 6 minutes gone and Crawford is taking this throw in. 4 yards from the corner flag on the far side. Right into the penalty area comes. Meekin heads it out. I think, yes, it goes out of play again. Another throw in. And Crawford is letting his left half Cumming take this one. Cumming is going to take a long one right into the penalty area. Meekin clears it right footed and hits it hard upfield. The wind keeps it in. Right up the halfway line where McKenzie heads it. Glidden heads it past Craig. It comes right through to Hockney. But I haven't seen anything of Hockney yet. He gives the ball to Fernay. Fernie bring the ball upfield, gives the Peacock. Peacock 2 yards inside half, puts the ball up the middle, beating Kirk, and Dutch coming away out of his goal, lets the ball run over the line, a goal kick for Hearts. Goalkeeper Dutch with his sleeves pulled up to his elbows, coming up to take this goal kick. He just gets over the halfway line, Hockney goes through, but the ball gives it back to Cumming. Cumming puts it down the middle, Evans waving to Beattie, it looks like he's waving him back, but Beattie comes out, clears the ball from the 18-yard line, high, and it's caught in the wind, goes out of play over on the far side, 3 yards inside Hart's half on the far side, left half Cumming going over to take the throw in. Craig, outside right for Celtic again, throw in, right half Smith, doesn't stop, it comes to the ball, ball keeps it in the touchline, halfway inside Celtic's half, tries to get it through. But Smith stops it, then it comes back again into Warhol. Warhol beats Peacock, puts the ball through to Conn. Conn just at that 18-yard line, tackled by Fallon. Conn still has the ball, he's tackled by Fernie. Fernie tries to the ball, Warhol comes in. Ball comes through so many Hearts players. Now is a kick out, until Mackay puts it through. Coming right in, Evans heads the ball out. Cumming is going for it, puts it in again. Peacock heads it out this time. Comes out to Hockney. Hockney far side, hits the ball hard upfield. Where Morton lays it right time from the next ribbon. Puts the ball to his outside right Craig. And this guy Craig is a great ton of speed. The goalkeeper Duff comes out, throws the ball out to McKenzie. McKenzie is very intelligent. He placed himself near the touchline to get that throw out from his goalkeeper. Puts it long, Crawford heads it in. And a foul against Meekin because he charged Crawford right out of the field of play. It's a free kick for Hearts, but 12 yards inside Celtic's half over on the far side. Left half Cumming taking this free kick, just about a foot or so in from the touchline on the far side. Cumming's free kick comes right along the 18-yard line. Fernie brings it down very neatly indeed. Runs through to Hockney. Hockney hits it just upfield. Morton breaks the ball down. He's on the halfway line. Puts it through to Craig. Glidden heads the ball away this time. It comes to Hockney. Heads it on to Morton. Glidden's going for it. Glidden clears the ball out of play. Just small signs of nerves. Glidden taking no chances. Hit that ball square out of play over on the far side. Right half Smith taking the throw in. Puts right along. McKenzie keeps it in the time. Comes back again to Crawford. Crawford attacked by Smith. He's walked through to Hockney. Crawford takes the throw in. Beats one man, meets another. Meekin puts the ball hard upfield and over the line for a goal kick for Hearts. On the left side of Duff's post this time. Crowd seems to be very well packed. And it's a beautiful afternoon as far as sunshine and dry conditions are concerned. But there is a strong wind. Duff's goal kick was down over the halfway line. Warhol heads it on to ball. Ball puts it, tries to over Evans' head. Evans heads it down. Playing very well at centre half to Meekin. Meekin clears it. Comes to left half. Cumming. Cumming chips the ball into the 18-yard line. But Evans bent double heads the ball forward to Warhol. Warhol's taken by Fernie. Gives the ball through to right half. Mackay. He's taken by Tully. Fernie takes the ball from Mackay. Gets the foot in. And the ball goes right into goalkeeper Beattie. Beattie gathers the ball. Beattie's wearing a cap against the glare of the sun. Here's the ball up here over Cumming's head through the left back McKenzie. McKenzie very cool, he heads on to Cumming. Cumming clears it downfield to ball. Ball brings the ball in the outside left position. Puts the through his outside left. All one movement. Lovely move. Crawford puts the ball in. It's coming in headed away by Peacock. As Conn comes in, comes through to Mackay and Fermi. Peacock comes in between them. Puts the ball upfield. Conn gets it, he's chased up after it, just outside the penalty area, it's an 18-yard line. There's the ball out to Young, but it's over the line. Too strong, and it's a goal kick for Celtic. We haven't seen much of Young, neither have we seen much of Hockney. Funny how one or two players seem to be involved in quite a lot of the play for a long time. Players like Tully, Young, just completely out of the game, because the ball's on the other side, all of them. Beattie's goal kick comes up just the halfway line. Kept and Tully go for it. Tully heads it on. Mackay stops it. Gears it into the middle over Warhorse here, right through Meekin, heads it down. Comes right, coming, puts the ball forward. Tries to take it off as it comes off Meekin's foot to Warhorse. Warhorse cuts inside. Smith is coming right in the 18-yard line. Ball takes the ball from him. Puts the ball to Warhorse. Warhorse in the 18-yard line. Puts the ball to Conn. The cannon sends in the name to rush across. Kill the ball. Comes to Mackay. Mackay out to his winger. Stopped by Meekin. Meekin gears it up. Gene McKenzie slices it out of play. Halfway inside Celtic's half on the far side of the field. Left back McKenzie took the first time and sliced it away out of play. A throw in for Celtic, which right half Smith is taking. Smith in, coming stops it, coming puts it forward to Wardhaw. Wardhaw going in, touches it to Paul, ball gives it back again, Peacock gives it back to his goalkeeper Beattie. So far we haven't seen anything of the intricacies of the deadly three that play inside forward for Hearts. Didn't hit that ball away, it comes to him fairly waiting for it in the centre circle. Just in the middle of the field, coming, chasing him. Burnley comes past Peacock, still with the ball, coming, chasing him. Burnley's coming up over the halfway line, they're on the ball out of play. They're on the ball from the far side, right out of play on this side, and it's a throw-in for Hearts. With right half Mackay coming across to take it. But they do well to watch this inside forward Burnley. Tully pointing to something, I'm not quite sure what. Mackay takes the throw and puts it right away down to Young. Young gets it. Puts it in the air, keeps it inside, but Peacock takes it from him very coolly. Peacock still has the ball as Conn comes in. He gears up to Morgan. Morgan lets the ball go past him. Well, Glidden did. And right back came and gave the ball back to his goalkeeper, Duff. Looks as though they were claiming, but referee Davidson does let the play go on if there's any chance of it continuing. Here's McKenzie on the far side. Right back McKenzie, putting the ball into the penalty area. Comes right through and goalkeeper Beattie comes out to the 6-yard line and clears it upfield. Tully waiting for it in the halfway line, lets it bounce, kicks beside him. Tully puts into Morgan. Morgan's going to have driven a bad day today, I think. Morgan gives it back to Tully, then he runs into position. Tully nurses it along the touchline, pointing, puts it through, kicks legs, but Glidden stops it. He Glidden clears it downfield, and Young coming back, waits a long time and Tully's beside him. Clears that field. Right half Mackay has the ball now, puts it square across to Glidden, just an 18-yard line. Glidden puts it forward to Conn. Conn heads it to his own left, or Wardhaw gets it, but he's tackled by Fernie. Wardhaw does the hot and hot to put it through, and Kemp desperately clears an 18-yard line. It comes through, and Smith heads it down to Fernie. Fernie tackled by Mackay, the ball comes back to Peacock. Peacock's tackled by Mackay, Peacock beats him, holding the ball, giving it to Tully. Gets beside Tully, Tully coming right in, dribbles the ball in, it hits Kirk and goes over the line, but a corner kick for Celtic. Celtic's first corner after 30 minutes. And Celtic's forward play was very good just now. The first we've seen of them as an attacking force, the whole forward line and halfbacks combining, and they were playing very well indeed. So it's a corner kick for Celtic after 30 minutes and Tully's taking it on this side, right footed, it's right in, it's headed in, comes out again to Peacock, Peacock chasing the ball, over his head, gives it back to Evans, Evans heads it down nicely to Peacock, Peacock brings the ball down and sort of fumbles, but gets it back again, through to Fernie, Fernie reaching down and tackled by Mackay, Glidden coming, charging in, here's the ball down the ball, ball takes it back to Wardle. Water almost taken by surprise, he gets it, gives out to Conn, Conn out of line, tackled by Fallon, puts the ball through, Young and Evans are chasing the ball, Evans will get there first, takes the ball away from Young and runs it out of play. A throw in for Hearts, more than halfway inside Celtic's half on this side, but Young takes it, gives it to Conn. Conn brings the ball down, gives it back to Young, Peacock's not very sure what to do, Young's coming in, Peacock's falling back, Young puts the ball through, but it's a very bad pass indeed, and right half Smith is over on this side, here that's Tully, Tully's had a very neat one. Hits Kirk rather than Kirk anticipating, the bounce out of play, a throw in for Celtic, just inside their own half. Peacock to Tully, backing into Peacock, Peacock clearing the ball right through it, up in the centre circle, Hockney misses, goes through to McKenzie, McKenzie gets downfield, Fernie brings it down, he's so cool and beautiful in his movements, this boy Fernie, brings the ball down, gets a lovely pass up the middle, Glidden takes it from Morgan, clears it downfield, comes to Peacock, Peacock through to Tully. Tully holding the ball, Kirk won't go in, Tully's running round Kirk near the line. Kirk comes in, Tully jumps over his head as Kirk falls and the ball is out of play. A throw in for Celtic, level with the 18-yard line just below us here on the side of the field. I think if anything, Celtic are cooler looking than Hearts. Hearts are probably suffering from a little bit more cup tie tension in there. That was Tully trying to steal a few yards. Throw in comes to Peacock, backing into Tully. Tully tries to get the turn, but kept the ball out of play again. Another throw in for Selby. It may be Celtic policy, of course, not to hurry this half of the wind against them. And Conn used the hand to stop that ball as Tully tried to head it on. He wanted to see a Tully shot here. Peacock takes the free kick very quickly to Tully, but Conn moves the ball out of play. A throw in for Celtic. Somehow, I wouldn't be surprised if Celtic snapped the goal. Ball comes back to Tully from Peacock. Tries to get it through to Fernie, but Mackay stops it. It is out of play again. Another throw in for Celtic. They're just working their way up the touchline. About 3 yards from the corner flag, Peacock back into Tully. Tully tackled by Mackay. Mackay pulls the ball out of play. But just having a repetition, thrown by Tully to Peacock back again. A half defender coming in, putting the ball out of play. Again, exactly the same routine with Conn putting the ball out of play. Tully this time takes a quick throw into the touchline. Kep comes down and clears it decisively this time, right away downfield. But Evans and ball go for Evans, clears upfield. It comes to Young. Young's being tackled by Fallon. Fallon takes the ball from him. Fallon right in the middle of the field, now hitting the ball right footy, touches out there like Craig. Craig brings the ball down, can't control it, and Kenzie gets it out of play over on the far side. A throw in for Celtic, about 5 yards inside Hart's half over on the far side. Right half Smith, not a very big fella, going across to take this throw in. Into Hockney. Hockney looks so slow in that inside forward position. The ball comes across to Warhol. Warhol's halfway inside his own half, right in the middle of the field. Tully won't go in and take him, puts the ball through the ball. Ball in the centre circle, Peacock beside him. Ball holding the ball, puts it up the wing. I doubt if Conn can catch it, he's chasing it. Yes, he may just catch it. Yes, he's slowed down right at the corner flag. Conn has the ball, that's the right position. Puts it through Fanner's legs. He's taken by Evans. Evans takes the ball from him, reaching the yard line. And Evans puts it upfield to Peacock. Peacock tries to get it through to Tully. Ball trying to get a hand to it, bouncing loose across the fairway, but he's tackled by Cumming, about to shoot to Warhol. Warhol in the middle of the field, he's tackled by Smith, he holds the ball, gives it out to Crawford. Crawford coming inside, I think he must score! No, the ball sticks, hits deeply in the foot and bounces with a sort of curve and a swing and goes well over the line for a corner kick. Crawford looked as though he must score. After 17 minutes, he came right through, Beattie stuck out the left foot desperately, and the ball spun away over from his foot, away across, and his ball heading the ball into Beattie's hands from that corner kick. Well, that's the first leg off of the game after 17 minutes. There's no question of that. Crawford might have scored. He didn't make a mess of it by any means, but Beattie got a foot out of it just instinctively, the way a good goalkeeper does. And now Morgan's trying to come inside Glidden. Glidden takes the ball from him, gives it to Cumming very neatly. Cumming with Hockney coming in hard on top of him, loses the ball to Morgan. Morgan's coming inside now, just outside the pen area. Puts the ball through and has it there. And it just rolls slowly along the 18-yard line and is over the line for a goal kick for Hearts.
Yes.
18 minutes gone, no scoring. Duff's goal kick was right away down. Celtic defenders are standing look at it, and Meekin decides to give it back to Beattie from all of 30 yards. Beattie, right footy, clears the ball upfield. Cumming heads away from Hockney, goes out to right half Smith. Smith loses the ball, comes through to Warhol, he lets go the ball. Ball puts it through to Conn. Conn heads the ball down to Warhol, now we're seeing Hearts moving more like themselves. But Peacock, Peacock stepped in and headed the ball back to Beattie. Ball comes upfield, Morton and Mackay go for it, bounces loose out to right to Craig. Craig gives it back to Meekin. Meekin just on the halfway line, tackled by Cumming, the ball bounces between them, with a way out of play on the far side. A throw in for Celtic. I thought it was hard, so referee Davidson's pointing upfield, the throw-in for Celtic, with right half Smith taking the throw-in, just on the halfway line. Craig waiting for the ball, gives it back to Smith, Smith puts it upfield, Mockin, Mockin heads it past Glidden, left back to Kenzie, sticks out of foot and gives it back to his goalkeeper, Duff. Duff clears the ball downfield, Fallon going in, clearing it right-footed, up the left wing, Kirk and Tully chasing it, Kirk clears it, it does stay in, Fallon tries to head it, misses it, comes through and Peacock clears it upfield. And it's out of play, yes. The wind must have brought it in again. A throw in for Hearts. Mackay, a long throw in through to ball. Ball brings the ball down. I haven't seen much ball yet. They beat Evans back then, give the ball to Conn. Conn's away in his own. Smith's with hand, gives the ball up to Crawford. Crawford's taking a long time, but it's a clear view. Oh, what a goal! And it's that ball hard and beaten by the punch it on the bar. But all he did was punch it and hit the bar and fell into the back of the net behind him. And so with 19 and a half minutes gone, the score is Hearts 1, Celtic nothing. And this young boy Crawford playing in his first ever season for Hearts, and in his first, well, it's the first time of course Hearts were playing the Scottish Cup final for 49 years. He looked as though he was taking a long time But by Jove, what a weight he brings that left foot shot. BT got his hand to it, tried to punch it out. It hit the bar and went in behind him. And there it is. 1-0 for Hearts. Evans has the ball now to Peacock. Peacock being tackled, gets the ball up the middle. Chep heads the ball down, it comes through to right half Mackay. Mackay tacks it on to Conn. Hearts now with a ball up. Mackay has the ball on halfway line, hits it hardly across the top, but on the far side. It's Peacock coming in again, but Evans gets there across this time. And Peacock hits the ball home! And Peacock's in the hole, he's got to score again. Ball goes to Warhol. Then the top again, and Peacock's throwing himself desperately, trying to do something. The ball's bouncing loose, and Peacock saves the day just now. Because when Peacock had beaten Evans, who was going to shoot in, BT came dashing out and threw himself at the ball, and somehow it was scrambled away, and so with 21 minutes gone, it still Hearts 1, Celtic nothing. So that was another layoff. This boy Coffin is very dangerous in that right wing. Meekin clearing the ball, it comes to Cumming. That's how Cumming puts the ball in the 18-yard line. Bell heads the ball back to Conn. Conn fighting it, hits the ball in, but it's over the bar this time, and it's a goal kick for Celtic. Ball comes to Conn, he tackles through the ball. Ball holding the ball, going right through, puts it past Evans. To right half Smith, Smith gives it back to Beattie. And Beattie clears the ball upfield to centre circle. But Cumming heads away from Hockney, and right through, and right half Smith heads the ball down. Warhol running and takes the ball from him. Warhol has a shot that's over the bar. But they are the kind of shots that could pay off on a day like this, the wind behind them, and the sun shining in the goalkeeper's eyes. I don't know that I would say that Hearts have deservedly gone ahead, but it was certainly a very good goal. And it was the sort of snap goal that looks as though was the only kind of goal we've had. No, 22 and a half minutes gone. Ball comes to Fernie in the centre circle. Fernie holds the ball, puts the way out to the right. Hockney's gone, McKenzie heads the ball down, out to left. Coughlin back helping his defender, shoves it through to Cumming. Cumming with Fernie beside him, puts the ball into the middle of Conn. Conn takes it back to Mackay. Here are Hearts moving that sweet, velvety look that we know so well. As the ball runs over the goal line for a goal kick for Hearts, for Celtic over on the far side. Goalkeeper BT coming up to take goal kick now, comes up to Fernie. Fernie tucks into Peacock, back into Fernie. Fernie goes through the middle, tackled by Cumming, defense coming off. Fernie driven right through the middle, got away from the ball. 18-yard line, he's stopped by sheer weight of numbers. Glidden kept him bearing down on him, put the ball out to Young, losing the ball to Fallon. Fallon gives the ball upfield, and Fallon so far has been the master of Young. Young hasn't done a great deal yet. Fallon so far is his master, and it's thrown for Hearts. Right half Mackay taking the throw, right away along for Young, heads the ball into Conn. Conn lets it run past, beats Fernie, beats Smith as well. Fernie goes after him, takes the ball from him. Fernie's been tackled by Ball. He's coming through, the ball is for Wardle after him. Wardle can only shove it out to Peacock. Peacock puts it through to Morgan inside the pen, and left foot to Tully. Tully was kept beside him, loses the ball to Kirk, and Kirk puts the ball out of play. A throw in for Celtic, just 2 yards from the corner flag on this side of the field, with 24 minutes gone. Tully to Peacock, Peacock's beaten Mackay, hits the ball right across the field to outer right, Craig. Craig, just an 18-yard line, coming and beats McKenzie. He's chasing the ball to the byline, puts it in, beautiful Morgan, hits the ball in with the back of the post. Morgan with his head to left one, and it was just by his left right hand post, and it was little Craig, just sheer determination on Craig's part, refusing to defend it off, letting it through and cross that very good ball indeed, with 24 and a half minutes gone. And it was Celtic's nearest to scoring. Meekin clears the ball left-footed. Craig waiting for the ball to come down. It's head away by McKenzie. McKenzie's so much bigger than Craig. Ball through by Meekin to Fernie with Mackay chasing him. Mackay goes there first. Gives the ball out to Young in the touchline with Fallon coming in. Loses the ball to Fallon. Mackay backing up. Clears the ball downfield. It's rolling right, bouncing right downfield. And Evans is coming over, stopping it on the left side of the field. ball is waiting for Evans to clear the ball. Evans clears it up the middle, but coming is there before Hockney. Cumming gets out to Crawford with right half Smith jumping in, the ball going to Cumming again. Halfway inside Celtic's half, over on the far side. It was ball on the 18-yard line. Warhol heads it down. It comes to Conn. Conn having a shot. He hits the ball hard. Smith stops. It comes out to Warhol. Warhol heads the ball in. Peacock heads it out. It's over Conn's head to Tully. Tully's tackled by Young. The ball starts to the 18-yard line. Fallon comes in, clears it. Right half Mackay puts over Fallon's head and puts the ball very nicely indeed. Right into the ball area. Evans heads the ball down. It goes a long way. And a good job for Celtic. There were no Hearts players that side. And here Warhol kicks the ball out of PG's hands. Goes across to Fallon. He clears the ball on to Tully. Tully hits the ball hard upfield up the middle, but that won't get very far because McKenzie and Glidden are covering up that gap. McKenzie clears back down. Peacock heads back in. Comes to Mackay. Two good wing half of Hearts, forcing the play. The ball out to Young. Young puts the ball left footed into Conn. Conn first time out to where ball is, but Fallon gets a foot to the ball and puts it out of play. A throw in for Hearts, halfway inside the Celtic half. 26 minutes gone. Mackay taking a throw into ball. Ball back to Mackay. Mackay holding the ball, hits it left footed into the goal area. Peacock stops it. Short pass out to Fallon. Fallon gives up to Mackay, heads it back. Fallon stops it again. Fallon clears the ball up the middle towards Morgan. There's over Morgan and Glidden. Hockney heads the ball on. Coming through his own Hockney. First time we've seen him doing anything. Good ball square across to Morgan with Jake running inside. Morgan has the ball just outside the penalty area. McKenzie's in front of him. He dummies past McKenzie, beats McKenzie. Cumming's coming over to try and stop him. He hits the ball against Cumming. Goes over the line for a corner kick for Celtic on the far side. Nearly 27 minutes gone. Cumming took quite a knock when that ball hit him just now, so that play has stopped. And referee Davidson has called Hearts trainer to come on. Administer to Bethan Cumming. Wind is not altogether up and down the field, so blowing from the right-hand corner diagonally across, but certainly in Hearts' favour. So whether one goal will be enough, the Celtic do appear to be playing very much within themselves. They haven't put that all-out effort into their play yet. We know they can. Take puts across that corner, a good headway by Cumming. He can cross the ball very well indeed, this boy. Ball goes right through to Meekin, and lets him run out of play, half inside Hearts half. He's got to take it for himself, right back Meekin, right up in Hearts half. A long throw in along the touchline, which Cumming puts out of play, yes, over on the far side. Another throw in for Celtic. Hockney moving around on the right side, but not contributing very much, really, to the play. Right half Smith, taking the throw in into Fernie. Fernie loses the ball to Crawford. Outside left, Crawford way back helping. Ball's bouncing loose. It comes to Hockney to play. Back again to Fernie. Fernie can defend the center. Goes in. Glidden heads over the line for a corner kick. Fernie's beautiful placing of the ball. He just sort of got Tully. He's trying to get the ball. But Glidden got his head in and can't intercept it. And put it over the line. Now we hear the Celtic supporters seeing the team attacking as Tully puts across another good run. And it's headed over far this time by Hockney. Mark at this time was standing way back, waiting to get one of his cracking left foot shots in the goal. It was Hockney who got underneath the ball, headed it high over the bar, with 28 and a half minutes gone. And Duff coming up to take this goal kick. By the way, up, Peacock heads the ball away from Balls. So Fernie cuts it over Mackay's head, bringing it out to the left, holding it. Tackled by Mackay, gets into Morgan. Morgan puts it back to Fernie. Fernie lets it through his legs. Beautifully, he's coming right in. He's kept his head and kept it. He's over the line for a corner kick. Individually, I should say, the most dangerous forward on the field, Fernie. Corner kick for Celtic. 29 minutes gone. And Tully facing the ball, coming up to take this corner kick. Puts it across, put far out, is headed away by McKenzie, from very well to Warhol on the far side of the penalty area. No Celtic players there. Warhol puts it through to Crawford. Crawford chasing the ball just in the halfway line, puts it into the centre. The ball is lying away back, but Evans misses the ball, then has to chase and give it back to his goalkeeper, Beattie. Beattie gathers, clears it upfield. They're marking on the halfway line, into the right position just now. Hits the ball right through it, hard against Cumming, and it was out of play, about 2 yards from the halfway line, it's thrown to Celtic. Smith is taking the throw-in. Through to Hockney, loses to McKenzie. Back again to Smith, with Crawford beside him. Crawford keeps the ball in. Smith tries to head away, comes back to Crawford. Crawford presents the ball. ball coming in, touches it past Evans. Evans half stops him, but the play goes on as Meekin hits the ball out of play on the far side. A throw in for Harps, about 12 yards inside Celtic's half on the far side. Left half coming, taking the throw in into Water. Water bank end coming. Coming keeps the ball in, he has to tackle to do it, and he puts the ball right across and over the line for a goal kick for Celtic. There's a lot of scrambling play going on over on the right just now. Even Fernigan is the ball tied up. Puts the ball through to Peacock. Peacock tackled by Conn. Beats Conn. And Conn is penalised. Peacock beat Conn beautifully just now. And Conn sort of took him. It was more the movement. I see Conn coming across to apologise to Peacock. And the ball bounces against Fernie. Fernie's ball in the centre circle. Hits it out to the left. So Chip heads the ball down. They're becoming rather snappy. Bill knows the ball, he doesn't know he's been chased by Mockin, but he does get the ball out to Young. Young's too far ahead. The ball was out of play. A throw in for Celtic, just 2 yards inside, half up, and Warnhall now has taken a knock. And the referee again has called the trainer out. David's looking at his watch, so 32 minutes gone. Peacock taking the throw in now to Talley, back end to Peacock. Peacock right upfield to Mockin. Mockin inside the penalty area, Glidden beside him. Glidden hits the ball over the line for a corner kick for Selby on the left. Again, I think Selby were well ahead on corner kicks. Taking a shot in the stand to Peacock. Referee won't have it, there's something wrong. Tully's placing the ball, taking this corner, a more orthodox corner this time. Right footy, right in, headed away by Mackay, comes out to Peacock. Peacock rests the ball down, the ball hits away. Peacock very obliging to rest the ball down for Peacock, for a ball to clear right away across field and out of play over on the far side. It's going for Celtic, about 5 yards inside their own half on the far side of the field. Right half Smith taking the throw in, puts it along, he's hocked, he sort of jumps on top of McKenzie. Ball goes out of there, another throw in for Celtic. Throw in, comes in to Craig, and Mackay clears the way across town and heads the ball back again. Chip rests the ball down, clears it far too hurriedly, first time to Peacock. Peacock puts it in, but Conn stops it. Conn running back, stop that ball. Conn hits it hard up in Young's direction. Young and Fallon chasing the ball. Running for the byline, Fallon tries to put it out of play. Young stops it, and Fallon held Young. Young held Fallon. I think Young held Fallon. So it's a free kick for Celtic. Fallon coming up. Oh, he hit the ball right through. He's straight out of play. So it's a throw in for Hawks. About 10 yards inside Celtic's half on this side of the field. Mackay going to take a long throw in, I think. Put it right away across to Crawford. Crawford in the inside right position. He beats Smith. He's coming right in, having another shot. He hits Evans in the head and bounces yards up over the bar. What a terrific shot he has. He hit that ball hard from the middle of the field position. Evans standing right in the way of it, got his head to it. He was going straight for goal. And a ricochet off Evans' head away yards up over the bar. And Crawford is taking the corner kick on the far side. Right footed. It's an upswinger, even though it was right, right at the DGR line. Mackay heads the ball out, Evans heads out again. Comes to Cumming, Cumming heads it in again. Peacock slices it out to Tully. Tully out that pen area, Young chasing him, and Tully puts the ball out of play. I don't know who they did that to let his side, there were nobody up. They're being to let them just get into position, although he gave away a throw-in to Hearts.
Mackay takes his own to Young. Young on the touchline, coming up near the corner flag with Peacock beside him. Young tries to come inside Peacock, gives the ball back to Mackay. Mackay's got to chase it. Gives the ball back to Kirk as Tully comes in, a right back Kirk, halfway inside half, Celtic's half. Puts the ball across to Conn's direction. Conn puts the ball down and Tallon takes it first time. Gives it straight back to Kirk. Kirk heads the ball down and stopped by Tully. Tully holding the ball, coming in, tackled by Mackay. Ball bounces loose to Fernie. Fernie goes back to Tully. Tully over Mackay's head to Fernie. Fernie on the touchline, Kirk chasing him. Fernie trying to go around outside and Kirk puts the ball out of play. A throw-in for Celtic, just halfway inside Hart's half. 10 minutes of this half to go. Fernie to Tully, back again to Fernie. A bit close. Fernie beat Mackay, put the ball back again with Warhawk coming back, putting the ball over the line for a corner kick as Tully had rushed him. Tully a short from this time to Peacock. Peacock tackled by Conn, and Conn puts the ball out of play. A throw-in for Celtic, just a yard or two from the corner flag. Tully to Peacock, back in to Tully. Tully beats Conn, he's coming right in the penalty area, tucks the ball to Peacock. Peacock hits the ball over the line. Sliced the way off his left foot and over the line for a goal kick. The awe of the crowd, I think, on the far side must have thought it was much nearer than it actually was. There's a lot of crackers or something going off. I don't know what it is, cracking sound of some kind. Ball comes up. Evans heads the ball back to Warhol. Warhol coming down the middle, puts the ball past Fallon. Fallon brings him down in a heap. And it's a free kick against Fallon. Foul against Fallon, a free kick for Hawks. About 25 yards out from right in the middle of the field. I shouldn't be surprised if Conn doesn't take this free kick. Because Conn hit from hard. Mackay is placing the ball. Celtic are lining up an 18-yard line. Mackay's beside Conn. I think Conn's hitting. He dozens over the bar. Good hard shot, but elevation too much. And a lot of the fire has gone out of the play. Celtic look to me as though they are keeping the strength for the second half. Hearts are not showing much sign just now of increasing their lead. There's 8 minutes to go. McKenzie headed the ball out of play on the far side. Right half Smith taking the throw in, right away in, coming heads the ball down to Warhol. Warhol being tackled by Smith, comes in, beats Peacock as well, gets the ball to Conn, Conn back to Warhol. Warhol being tackled by Evans, beats Evans beautifully, holds the ball, puts it in the middle, down rushing in, down puts it in, and it's just like the ball was Meekin and beaten, it was beaten. No, Meekin must have touched that ball. Down running in, so very delicately touched that ball on the far post, and Meekin must have touched it with his right foot. Beattie, the goalkeeper, was beaten. It was only Meekin who could have stopped it. Crawford takes the corner kick. Again, it comes away at the 18-yard line. Mackay jumps up, hits the ball down to Cumming. Cumming puts it into Conn. Conn tries to hit it out, misses it. Right back, Meekin steals the ball upfield to Mockin. Mockin tries to go around Glidden, work out to the right. It's Cumming and Glidden and Cobham with a foul. Foul against the two halfbacks of Hearts for sandwiching and sort of generally impeding Meekin and Mockin. Meekin taking the free kick about 12 yards inside Hart's half over on the far side. Right up to the 18-yard line, the wind holding it as Craig goes up to head it down. McKenzie gets there, but Craig heads the ball out of play, a throw in for Hart's. Left half coming, taking the throw right away along the touchline, over Smith's head, through to Meekin. Meekin puts it back in against the centre. Mackay heads the ball down in the centre circle, beats Peacock. No, Evans gets it, he can only stop it. Puts it across to Meekin. Meekin very nicely jumps over the ball, lets it go through to the touchline, brings it up the touchline, and then carefully run it out. Keeps the ball in, puts it right away up, and Mackay plays the ball and kills it in one movement, playing very well Mackay. Right up, Crawford heads the ball up, Meekin gets there before him, and Meekin clears it out of play over the far side. Left half coming, taking the throw in, right away along the touchline. Right half Smith heads the ball down to Meekin. Meekin back again to Smith. Smith tries to hit it, but it bounces on to Fernie. Fernie over on the right just now, tackled by Warhol.
Bernie throws the ball, beats two Hartmann, beats another one, goes the ball through, but Houghton is too slow in thinking and moving, and Chep shears the ball down where right half Smith uses a hand. The free kick taken very quickly by Warhouse, coming halfway inside Southie's half, the whole Southie's defense falling back, coming, puts the ball into the goal area, coming out, holds the ball beautifully, and the Hearts forward rush in. And he clears the ball up here. He'll give it to you. He's nice to give it to Mocker. Mocker puts out the left. Kept with the ball. Currie. Hearts very much on top just now. They're not playing combined football. Kept puts the ball through. Peacock heads away from Conn to Fallon. Fallon backheels the ball out of play. He thought Peacock was banking out. Throw in for Hearts. Right half Mackay taken into Conn. Conn stops the ball. Gives it back to Mackay. Near the corner flag. Mackay gives it back to Conn. Conn just outside the penalty area, been tackled by Fern, he does a bit of diddling, puts one across the ball, there's another ball here, and over the line for a goal kick. Of course, it could be that Hearts forwards are finding it difficult to control the ball to win behind them, and we may see more of the combined stuff in the second half. If there aren't any stoppages at about 4 minutes to go, it's hardly 4:30, remember. The ball's been bounced around just now. Nobody's very sure who's going to take it. And Evans clears it upfield. In the centre circle, coming here to the back end. Fernie brings it down. Inside his own half. Hits the well to Craig. He's outside right. McKenzie heads the ball into the penalty area. Comes to Craig. Craig tries to get around him. McKenzie puts the ball out. Goes to Hockney. Hockney puts the ball across. Glidden heads it out again. I think it will go out of play. Yes. Level of the 18-yard line. And thrown for Selby. Hockney goes across and takes the throw in himself. Hockney to Fernie, who's run into that position. He's tackled by McKenzie. Fernie near the corner flag. The throw-in for Selby. Just about a foot from the corner flag. Fernie taking the throw-in. Into Hockney. Back into Hockney. He's tackled by Warhol. Warhol falls. Hockney puts the foot in. Puts the ball out of the player. Throw-in for the Hawks this time. With just about 3 minutes to go of this half. The ball comes on to Warhol, heads down to Crawford. Crawford puts it through to Ball. The ball isn't... Ball's not exerting himself at all today. Hard to see him chasing anything. And Evans clears the ball out of play, throwing for Hart. Cumming, taking the throw in, right away down over Smith's head. But Smith comes around, gives the ball back to Meekin. Meekin clears it out of play. Wind's making it very difficult. I think they're both going to be quite happy about 1-0. The look is over. We're not going to do anything more until half-time anyway. Ball comes through to Evans. Evans puts up right in the middle to Tully. Runs over Tully's head. Just his head to Morgan. Morgan runs down the corner. And McKenzie goes back to Walsh for Duff. Duff comes out. As Tully comes in, Duff gathers the ball. Throws it down to his right back. Chep brings it halfway out into Hart's half. And puts it downfield where Young and Fallon go for it. Goes inside. Peacock very leisurely clears an upfield. Chep heads it down to Tully. Tully into their position. Mackay in front of him. Tully swerves, tries to get the ball through to Morgan. It goes to Kep. Kep gives it to Warhol. Warhol with Peacock in top of him gives it back to Conn. Conn holds the ball, puts it forward to Young. Young's chasing with Evans beside him. Evans gets there first, goes round Young, and puts the ball out of play as it touches Young on the way. So it's a throw-in for Selby. Just about 12 yards from the corner flag on this side of the field. Selby's corner flag first. Peacock taking the throw-in. Into Tully. Tully heads down to Peacock. Peacock clears it right through to the cross field. It was over Cumming and Hawkins' head. And Glidden heads away from Morgan down. The right half Smith sort of somehow gets it out to the right. Craig chases it, keeps it in. Halfway inside his own half. Now he's streaking up the far side. Very fast, this boy. Coming right up. Puts the ball past McKenzie. Running past McKenzie. Cumming comes in. Puts the ball up left to the people. There's another play. And he's a very good little player, this boy, Craig. He's fast. He's courageous. And he's got an eye for an opening. He beat two men just now, running up against the wind. He just left McKenzie in his wake as he streaked along the touchline. Crawford, the throw-in comes in. Crawford puts the ball out of play. About a minute to go. There is right half Smith taking the throw-in. And Craig coming in. McKenzie stops with handball. He's back to Beacon. Celtic attacking, pressing. Ball comes to Conn, he heads it down, coming into the centre circle, Peacock chasing him. Conn gives a beautiful square pass out to Young. Young standing all on his own, coming in, Conn running into position, Young still holding it, puts through to Warhol. Warhol back heels it into where Conn should have been. Fernie's back helping his defenders, he clears up the mess, gives it to Peacock. Peacock comes round, and these four players, Conn, Warhol,
Peacock and Fernley are surely the artists on the field today. When these four are in possession, you see some beautiful little touches of football. The ball's out of play over on the far side, with Meekin taking the throw himself to Fernley. Fernley's over on the far side. He beats Mackay as well, and coming on straight into him. Fernley's down and coming has hurt his face, and both trainers appear like rabbits or whatever comes out of the traps. Hares, isn't it? Greyhounds. The ones in green, the ones in red. And they shoot across the park, racing neck and neck. Fernley's still on the ground. In 45 minutes of...